if you see him walk down the street towards you, he has all the classic autistic tics, and you'd think, whoa, I'd better stand off the sidewalk and let this guy go by, because he obviously needs the space more than I do. And yet, when you read him and sit down opposite the table from him, he will spell out these sentences letter by letter. And wow, he's articulate. He's eloquent.
That's author David Mitchell describing a young Japanese writer named Naoki Higashida. Mitchell and his wife, K.A. Yoshida, have translated two books by Higashida, who, as we just heard, is autistic. The first title, written when Higashida was just 13 years old, became a bestseller. It's called The Reason I Jump. The second book is out now. This one is titled Fall Down 7 Times, Get Up 8. Mitchell says his wife stumbled on Higashida's writings when the couple was looking for guidance on raising their own autistic son.
He has nonverbal autism, so he's never had a conversation like this in his life. He just hasn't got that communicative app that so many of us are born with. He communicates via an alphabet grid, which is a piece of card with the QWERTY keyboard written on it, and he points to letters and builds up words and sentences that way. It's a lot harder for him than I've made it sound, but with effort and time and having to start over and over and over again, he can get paragraphs and pages and eventually whole books out.
What happens when Higashida attempts to have a conversation with one or more people? Did you witness that?
You could ask him a question and he would be unable to answer it verbally, in the same way that you would be unable to jump out of a window and fly. It's not for want of trying, believe me. He'd love to do it more than any other thing. He'd love to be able to speak, but his brain is wired in such a way that he cannot do that. He can sometimes do presentations, and he attends autism symposiums where he can read a prepared text. Again, it's not easy. He sometimes needs time just to walk around the stage and look out of the window, and then has to be gently guided back to the mic by a helper or by his mum, who accompanies him to many of these things. He would read in, I suppose you could call it a classically autistic voice. It's high-pitched, it's quite screechy. He has relatively little control over modulation, so he kind of can't sound as calm and measured as you and I try to do when we speak, often unconsciously. Naoki, he can speak from the inside as someone with a direct experience at the coalface. And our son hasn't evolved that skill, so we also haven't had a conversation with our son, who's now 11, ever. Naoki is no guru. He's no kind of... He isn't saying that he has the keys to nonverbal autism, but he has some keys to his nonverbal autism, and luckily there is quite a lot of common ground.
Maybe in his latest book, Fall Down 7 Times, Get Up 8, the kinds of things you and your wife were really drawn to and the connections you were able to make between Naoki and your own son. Like, how does Naoki shed light on some of our faulty assumptions about autism in Fall Down 7 Times, Get Up 8?
For example, there's one section just called It's Raining, where he describes 12 stages that he needs to go through to register the fact that it's raining. I'd have no idea that that would be going on in anyone's mind. Sort of, we just look out the window, see the rain, think, aha, it's raining. Mm. But certainly for Naoki, it's not that simple. And what was revealing to me is just what he would like to do if he could, what he'd like to be able to achieve if his autism wasn't stopping him. And in his case, at least, it's gratitude. He would like to express gratitude to his parents for what they do for him. It's just being able to say, thanks very much. I found that really moving. And I found him informative also on how he'd like us to interact with him when he has meltdowns, when autism forces him to lose the plot a bit. And that can be quite dramatic when you see it in front of you. It's a grown man, for all intents and purposes, having an emotional meltdown in front of you, and he might be punching his head or biting his clothes, but he just explains what's going on in his head when that happens and how it's best for you not to try and talk him out of it or cajole him out of it or even shout at him. He explains why this is fuel on the fire, and instead just asking him to make sure he can't hurt himself or anyone else, but just to stand back and give him the time to work through it. And then he will. And I've seen this happen with my own eyes as well. 3-4 minutes later, he's fine. But he wouldn't have been fine had people sort of weighed in with verbal violence or tasers or anything like that.
Yeah. What is Naoki like as a person? This may be a difficult question, but once you take away the meltdowns and the lack of modulation in his voice, what is he like?
I really like him. I'd be honored to consider him a friend. He's, I don't know, 101 things, really. Naoki talks about how great it is to see the world, and that was really helpful for my wife and I as well. We sort of assumed that because it's easy for us, for our son to stay in his comfort zone in West Cork in Ireland, where we live, where the shopkeepers know him and the dentist knows him, and it works, and we're unlikely to run up against anything that's out of his depth. Naoki talks about how the best things in his life are actually when he does get on a plane and when he does. There's a section just because of the first, the success of The Reason I Jump, his New York publisher brought him over to do a couple of events there. And just what a horizon expanding few days that was for his. So as a result of that, we tried the same thing on our 11-year-old and we flew to London. And all the things I was afraid might happen and could happen, they didn't. I mean, they might have done, but they didn't. And when we got home from that, our son was just walking a little taller within himself.
I just have one last question, David. And Naoki says he's lucky. He's lucky to be wired the way he is. What specifically about his difference, about the way he's wired, makes him so happy, do you think?
This is not to deny the fact for a moment that life with severe nonverbal autism is much, much harder in some ways he talks about, in other ways we can't imagine, than it would be if he were neurotypical. However, for better or for worse, Naoki is an expert on autism. He can help. He can help people like me who have a kid with autism who can't express himself. He can do it. And I'm only guessing, but that must give you a sense of purpose. It's certainly not a life without meaning, is it? What do you think?
Yeah, I have to agree. Author David Mitchell and his wife K.A. Yoshida have translated Naoki Higashida's new book. It's called Fall Down 7 Times, Get Up 8. David, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Thanks so much.
Yeah, definitely not a life without meaning. We'll leave it there for today. The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman, back of the mic with you tomorrow.